AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Financial Engines. It's official now. President-elect Trump announced this morning he will nominate ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. What attracted Trump to Tillerson? Transition Team spokesman Jason Miller says Tillerson's a dealmaker, just like Trump.
Not only has Mr. Tillerson put together deals with countries like Russia, China, he's worked in the Middle East, talking about Africa. There's basically every theater that you can imagine in the world. He has deep financial institutional ties where he's actually worked with these different countries to go and develop deals.
A deal may have to be struck with the Senate to get Tillerson approved. Several Republicans say they're on the fence because of Tillerson's ties to Russia. So what is it with Donald Trump and all of his deep-pocketed CEO-type cabinet appointees? Billionaire Steve Forbes told CNN,
I think the bottom line is, what do you get done? And the three big things you're going to see next year is a big tax cut, far bigger than I think the House and Senate leadership realize. Trump is very serious about that. On the regulatory side, he's going to do what Reagan did in the early when Reagan took office, started serious deregulation. There are a lot of crazy regulations on the books. He's got a whole list of them. So the key thing, people don't look who's on your team as much as does the team score.
Fairfax County's police chief suffered minor injuries in a car crash Monday night. Chief Edwin Rossler was stopped at a traffic light at Lee Highway and Stone Road in Centerville, where his cruiser was rear-ended by another car. Police say the woman driving the other car has been charged with DWI. Montgomery County is bracing for the impact of serious cuts to state aid as Annapolis stares down a big budget deficit.
It's looking like about $400 to $500 million that may need to get taken out.
There are only so many places the state can go.
Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett says transportation funds and Medicare may be the first to see cuts.
To make further reductions, I think, would be a huge impact on us, whichever direction you go.
Our county doesn't need less, it needs more.
Council President Roger Berliner says Montgomery County, unlike other parts of the state, is seeing increasingly overcrowded schools. And on the transportation side,
take a look at 270 and the American Legion Bridge. Do you think that we need less from the state? No, I don't think so.
Governor Hogan's budget proposal is set to come out in mid-January. In Rockville, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As Montgomery County lawmakers scrounge for money between the sofa cushions to pay for pencils, it's set to give $11 million to Marriott today as part of the deal to bring the hotel chain headquarters to downtown Bethesda.
We will get a return on that investment 14-fold. I have said to people, you tell me where I can get a 14-to-1 return on my investment, sign me up. I will do that every day, all day.
Council President Roger Berliner. The North Carolina man who fired his weapon inside a D.C. restaurant last week while checking out a fake news report about child sex trafficking is due in court this morning. The hearing will determine whether Edgar Welch should stay in jail as he awaits trial. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,796, the NASDAQ at 54.13. In sports, Monday Night Football, the Patriots come back in the fourth quarter from blowing a 20-point lead to beat the Ravens. The Wizards fall in Miami, and the L.A. Rams fire coach Jeff Fisher a day after he tied the NFL record for the most losses ever by a coach. WMAL News Time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 south of Urbana. That's essentially where our delays begin that keep you below speed that entire trip through Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Currently, nothing reported along the way. Trying to make a recovery, and I'm now seeing the pace moving along a little bit better. 28 Norbeck Road at Layhill Road in Aspen Hill. That crash is out of the travel lane, so you can take that now. It won't cost you too much extra time, a little distraction. To the Wilson Bridge we go. The crash in the backups that was near St. Barnabas Road to the shoulder. Delays beginning back at Route 5, continuous to the Wilson Bridge span. For 395, as you pass Edsel Road, that's where that volume starts, and the jam up for the morning commute on across the 14th Street Bridge over to Main Avenue. That accident gone. And now do watch on the George Washington Parkway northbound, right near the exit for Spout Run Parkway for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonal temperatures today and tomorrow. Big cold dump coming in, but it's a brief visit here late week. 47 today, as we'll continue to see the clouds increase west to east. A rain shower, maybe a snow shower tonight. No accumulation, 34. Lots of sun tomorrow, 44. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 33 in Vienna, 34 in Olney, 40 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner. President-elect Trump postpones his first post-election news conference to next month. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You've got a full lineup here this morning on WMAL. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. And we're going to tell you about some stuff happening down the line this week that you need to know about weather-wise. I'm Brian Wilson. Filling in for Larry O'Connor is Katie Pavlich from townhall.com and also a contributor over at Fox News. Good friend of the show. Hey, Katie.
Hey, what's up?
Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. You know, President Obama, it's hard to remember that Donald Trump is not the president yet.
He's almost there. Getting close.
But he's acting like he is. But,
yeah.
But Obama's still out there, and he's still technically the president.
Even. As all a pundit says, Obama is semi-retired.
That's right.
Semi-retired president. Well, goes on the Daily Show.
He really has gone very quiet for the most part. But he did go make an appearance on the Daily Show, and we got a full dose of Barry on this one. He's talking about the things that you might imagine that he would talk about, things that he cares about. We've heard a lot about it. We'll start with this one. He talks about racism.
Those who are not subject to racism can sometimes have blind spots or lack appreciation of what it feels to be on the receiving end of that, but that doesn't mean that they're not open to learning and caring about equality and justice, and that I can win them over because there's goodness in the majority of people.
I think he's right about that, but you know what has been the greatest disappointment as I look back across the arc of this presidency all 8 years? Is when he first got into office, he wasn't my choice. I didn't vote for the guy. He was not the candidate that I wanted to be president. But the one thing about it when he became president, I did have this moment where I thought, you know what, maybe this will be good in one way, and that we will see an improvement in race relationships in this country. That we now have an African-American president, a black president who's going to go in there, and maybe that will be a healing experience for the country. You know what?
Nope.
It has really not
been that.
It's been
completely the opposite. In fact, race relations are double in terms of being worse.
I think so.
Under Obama than they were before. I mean, you ask people in polling how they feel race relations are. I mean, President Obama has made it far worse by focusing on race, and people like Eric Holder have made it far worse by pitting people against each other and having this victim mentality of everyone's racist against you, and therefore you're not going to be Americans. We're going to be subset groups of people.
Holy Katie, the president says you just have a blind spot on this issue.
Okay. I think President Obama has a blind spot on the issue and doesn't understand how to bring people together. And instead, he's very good at keeping people very far apart and divided into their little groups and telling them that they're being victims of a racist society and racist system, when A, that's not the case, and B, it doesn't improve relations as we've seen over the past 8 years.
Well, listen, I don't know what it is to be a black person. I'm not a black person. I'm a white person. And if people tell me that they feel like there is still discrimination, then I want to hear that. I want to understand it. I'll try to learn more about it. But I don't want to hear a lecture from the President of the United States, who had this wonderful opportunity to do something about race relations in this country, and he completely squandered it.
Well, and I think that people are really, really sick and tired of criticizing someone on policy-based issues, and simply because of the color of their skin, they're then accused of being racist rather than having a substantive argument come back at them. I think that's a lot of the reason why Donald Trump won, is because people are really tired of automatically being called racist, and this overbranching generalization, as Hillary Clinton put it in that debate, that everyone has some kind of bias, is really insulting. Do issues still exist? Sure. But to paint every single person in America as some type of racist just based on their skin color is absolutely ridiculous.
Item two, the president spoke during this Daily Show appearance with Trevor Noah about Russian hacking. Listen.
What they did here, hacking some emails and releasing them, is not a particularly fancy brand of espionage or propaganda.
He went on to say that there wasn't much in these emails, and that we should have, as a nation, been more focused on the fact that the Russians were hacking our emails rather than the rather uninteresting stuff that came out in those emails, which did get a lot of coverage. I'm going, uninteresting?
Like the press helping Hillary win debates by feeding her questions. Is that uninteresting? I mean, I do understand that the argument of, look, when things are hacked, they are stolen, and you shouldn't rejoice in that. However, to say that we should not be focused on what the content of the emails were, considering they had a huge impact on the outcome of the election in terms of the media bias, the types of things that Hillary's campaign was saying about Catholics, for example, those are relevant issues that were a reflection of Hillary Clinton as a candidate and the campaign that she ran, and they were definitely relevant for the news media to report on for voters to make their decisions, and they did.
I think that they were relevant to be discussed, especially when you look at what was revealed about what was going on behind the scenes in the Democratic Party with regards to Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Democratic National Committee is supposed to be sort of this neutral party,
right,
and you're in the primary, and it clearly was not that. And I think that to have it revealed that they were actively working behind the scenes to promote Hillary Clinton and to push down the efforts of Bernie Sanders and his supporters, I think it was incredibly interesting. And when the president says they were rather uninteresting and we should have been more focused on the Russians, look, we do need to find out what the Russians were doing and why they were hacking and get the full story on that. I don't have any problem with that. I want to know that, and I don't think that we should be in a situation where we allow the Russians to do that. Our cybersecurity was so lax that they just waltzed right in, mm-hmm, basically.
Well, one thing that they don't want to talk about, and that the alleged Russian hacking that doesn't have a whole lot of real evidence behind it, which is interesting that the president is going on and describing it as if it does, is that it pointed out once again that Hillary Clinton really didn't have a lot of credibility when it came to her own email practices and private server use, because at the same time they're screaming about Russian hacking, they're also claiming that Hillary Clinton's server, which was unsecure to the point of just having Gmail, you know, you can't have it both ways. If she's going to argue that Russian hacking is a problem, well, then sure, I'm sure they had a lot of interest in your unsecured private server, especially when you were in country using your BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's exactly right,
Madam Secretary.
So, by the way, speaking of the Russians, there is a story out this morning, and it's brought to us by the folks at Reuters. They call it an exclusive. They have found three officials that they have spoken with who are on background and have confirmed some pretty eye-opening stuff about this Russian hacking thing, because what we've been told is, all the intelligence agencies agree that, that the Russians were working to help Trump. and working against Hillary, and therefore they were trying to have influence over our election process. Well, you know what? There is one person who does not agree with that assessment, and it's a pretty significant person. It's the man in charge of the entire intelligence operation in the United States, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, they call him. He apparently has let it be known that he did not sign off on this. He doesn't quibble with the assessment that the Russians were active and some of the things the CIA has found, but he says that he does not accept that as the official policy of the intelligence community because he says the evidence is not strong
enough. And it wouldn't have changed the outcome. And as Trump said, if Republicans were doing this, if they had lost, it would be called conspiracy theory and nutty. And yet here we are with credibility behind this argument.
Yeah, read this Reuters story. It's worth your time. 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather, but 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I know, getting through town, several accidents on DC 295 wasn't enough. I know, it's so frustrating. But accidents 295 near East Capitol Street, Benning, Pennsylvania Avenue have all been cleared, but the delays have been intense, and they remain through Riverdale and Chevrolet off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Now, if you're coming off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and you're merging onto that exit for New York Avenue, that's where we have a brand new crash just reported. To the Wilson Bridge, your delays just after Route 5, but before St. Barnabas Road, so a slight improvement heading to the Wilson Bridge, although we're still in a lot of the heavy rush hour. On the Virginia Beltway, leaving 95 on the inner loop, Braddock Road, that's where we have a crash. That's along the right side, so you see the flashing light. 66 in Centerville, looks like we have a new accident on eastbound 66. It's going to be after 28 Centerville. Do watch for fire and rescue there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. It looks like it's going to be sort of a cloudy day today and a high somewhere around 47, 50 degrees roughly. Tonight, it will at some point clear, but they say there's a bit of rain or possibly wet, flurry, snow-like material falling from the skies as the temperatures reach the freezing mark. The overnight low is expected to be around 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 44. And then on Thursday and Friday, we're looking for a cold blast of air with the highs in the upper 20s on Thursday and lows in the teens. Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line here is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the Vice President and Professor of Strategy and Irregular Warfare at the Institute of World Politics and author of the new book, Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. Dr. Gorka, it's always a pleasure to have you. Wanted to have you on to talk about all of this stuff going on and all the talk about Russia this and Russia that, and were they trying to have an impact on our election? Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the United States Senate, cut 21, Mike, had this to say about that.
I agree with Senator Schumer, Chairman McCain, Burr, and others. This simply cannot be a partisan issue. The Russians are not our friends.
Well, he says we need to have an investigation of that, and the White House says there needs to be an investigation of that. What are we going to investigate, and is there something worthy of our time and attention here, Dr. Gorka?
I think we have to look at this in the cold light of day, Brian, because it is being exploited clearly for political purposes.
Yes.
I'd call attention for your listeners to an article that was published this morning by Reuters, by Jonathan Landay and Mark Hosenball, in which they quote the spokesman for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so that's the highest federal body that collates intelligence, that states they do not accept the interpretation of the CIA that Russia was involved in hacking this election in any way to benefit one of the particular candidates. So when you've got the highest body in U.S. federal intelligence, along with the FBI, not agreeing with this latest statement that is clearly being politicized, we need some clarity, absolutely, because you know intelligence is the last thing you want to have politicized, Brian.
Right, and I thank you so much for joining us here this morning. This is Katie Pavlich. I guess my question on that is doesn't this pose a serious threat to the legitimacy of intelligence sourcing and information in the future if it's going to be politicized in this way based on we need this intelligence, we need the intelligence services to act accordingly based on the facts? And I guess my other question is, don't you think people can be concerned about Russian interference in the United States generally, while also understanding that what happened during the election wouldn't have changed the outcome with the Russian interference.
Right. I mean, let's be realistic here. It wasn't, you know, the Russians that told Hillary Clinton not to campaign in Wisconsin or to say that coal miners need to lose their jobs. So let's be realistic about, you know, what's going on here. But Katie, your first point is so incredibly important. Think of the fact that a year ago we had 60 Central Command intelligence analysts. So this is the command in Tampa that runs the war in Iraq and the Middle East, and they complained that their intelligence analysis as professionals was being censored, doctored, or right, quote-unquote lost if it didn't comport with the White House requirement to support the narrative.
I had forgotten about that. You're right.
Think about it. That's when, you know, professionals inside the machine are trying to do their job, And there's this political mandate to say, look, we have a narrative, and if your product doesn't support our narrative that we're winning, it'll be lost or changed. Now, we had problems during the Vietnam War, serious problems, but we never had 60 analysts state that there is political pressure on us to doctor and skewer analysis. That has to stop, and I expect it to stop under the next administration.
Well, I really, you pointed out this Reuters story. It grabbed my attention this morning, no doubt about it. And one of the things they said was that the decision to say, by the CIA, to say that the Russians were working to help elect Donald Trump, and that they had interfered in our election, was based on what, a very thin read, and the thin read was that, well, they hacked both the Republicans and the Democrats.
Even though the RNC denies
being
hacked.
Though the RNC denies it, but their claim was, well, they hacked both the Republicans and the Democrats, but they only released the documents of the Democrats. Well, first of all, I mean, the RNC says they weren't hacked, and shouldn't the RNC have been notified if they had been hacked? It seemed like to me that would have been something you would have told them. But on the other hand of it, I mean, that's a pretty weak element to pin a pretty serious analytical assertion on, isn't it?
Absolutely. So intelligence is based upon two requirements. You have to ascertain capability. That's why our satellites are so cool, right? We can photograph stuff like missiles and aircraft carriers. But the far harder part is intent. What is the enemy doing with that intelligence? Mm-hmm. And that's something, that's the hardest thing, and that usually requires human assets to ascertain that. And that's what the ODNI and the FBI stating is simply missing. Yes, the Russians did something, but what was their intent? We just don't know. And until we know that, we shouldn't be making political profit out of it.
So, changing subjects slightly, we heard President-elect Trump on Sunday tell Chris Wallace that he doesn't need to be taking these daily intelligence briefings, and we've had some pushback on that. Jillian Turner, who was on the national security team for both George W. Bush and President Obama, said, you know, look, the repetitiveness of these briefings is exactly the type of intelligence a president needs. Just wanted to get your perspective on President-elect Trump saying he doesn't need these briefings every day.
Well, let's just look at the sweet irony of what the reality is. I'm not in those rooms getting those briefings, but the National Security Advisor designate of the new administration is Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who was the highest-ranking uniformed military intelligence officer in the U.S. government as the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He is right at President-elect Trump's hip every day.
Yep.
And the irony of that is, that individual never met with President Obama when he was the Director of Defense Intelligence.
Very.
So have a guess who's better informed.
Gotcha.
Donald Trump
Interesting.
Or President Obama.
That's a very good point. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is good at making good points. That's what he does.
That's why we have him on the show.
That's right. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Good to have
you.
It is now 8:23. Let's make it 8:24 on WMAL.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
It's Jamie Witten. Good morning. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying the visit? Think it can happen or can't happen? I'll tell you where it can. Dream place is Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. Trust me, I'll tell you, they're my dentists. And I can tell you, it really is the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will take gentle care of you. They do. They talk about everything in advance. It's a nice, relaxing atmosphere. It's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at a speed that you are comfortable with. Now, I love this for the month of December. They also care deeply about the Fisher House Foundation, and they're going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit this month. How fantastic. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway in Annandale still dealing with the crash. In fact, I'm still looking at the fire truck at the scene. Police, fire and rescue ambulance. Inner loop of the Beltway past Braddock Road. Stay to the far left to get by. This is before you get to 236. So if you're getting on from Little River Turnpike 236, you're beyond the crash. 66, we are jammed trying to head through Manassas past 28 Centerville. The crash confined to the right shoulder, but a lot to check out. There's a box truck and a flatbed tow truck and a lot going on 66 East after 28 Centerville, but lanes are currently open. 270, southbound through Urbana, Hyattstown slow, Germantown off and on to the 270 spur, and better in Aspen Hill. Looks like traffic moving again at the intersection of 28 Norbeck Road and Layhill Road. Crash cleared. You can use it. Now, traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. Make an appointment with a specialist. Call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On a terrible Tuesday, some sunshine early, clouds later, 47 on target for normal. A rain shower, maybe a wet snowflake tonight, no accumulation, 34. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 827.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that
stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
All right, coming up in just a moment, Larry Kudlow, and we'll give you some details about some icy weather that's coming our direction maybe later this week. That's right, let the fretting begin. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Here's some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek. President-elect Trump has made it official and named the CEO of ExxonMobil as his nominee for Secretary of State. Correspondent Sunlin Sarfati has more on the background of Rex Tillerson.
He has only held one job in his adult life, working for the last 40 years at Exxon. First hired as a civil engineer out of college, working his way up the corporate ladder through the international division, and then rising to CEO in 2006.
Tillerson's confirmation will not come easy in the Senate. Several Republicans say they're on the fence due to Tillerson's close ties with Russia. Lawyers for Bill Cosby will be in a Pennsylvania courtroom today to try and limit the number of accusers who will testify at his sexual assault trial. Cosby's charged in the assault of a Temple University employee in 2004. The prosecutors hope to call 13 others to show a pattern of abuse. You know what your local real estate agent always says? Now really is a good time to buy a home around here.
Median sale price in the D.C. metro area is $407,000, up just 0.5% over last year, showing that price appreciation has definitely moderated.
Andrew Strouch with the real estate research firm MRIS says moderate prices and the fear of looming mortgage rate hikes drove home sales in the D.C. area to a 7-year high in November. Say it isn't so. The Eiffel Tower, which normally is open every day of the year, is closed today because of a strike over salaries and working conditions. The company that manages the tower is apologizing to visitors as negotiations continue. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,796, the NASDAQ at 5413. In sports, Monday Night Football, the Patriots beat the Ravens after nearly blowing a 20-point lead. The Wizards fall to the Heat in Miami, and goodbye, Jeff Fisher. The L.A. Rams fired their head coach. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
835 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, better news in Annandale. The crash cleared from that right half of the Beltway inner loop as you pass Braddock Road before the Little River Turnpike, albeit quite slow, though, as you merge off of 95 North to get by the scene of the accident. Then you're good to go if you're heading up and toward Merrifield and 66. Next set of delays near the toll road to the Legion Bridge, 66 eastbound. Very slow. Manassas to Centerville. Early morning crash in Centerville. That was cleared quite some time ago, but it left lingering delays. Now the latest accident will be after 28 as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway on the shoulder. You'll go to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway. Improving. Delays are now going to begin south of 410. That takes you to the split, though, for New York and Kenilworth Avenue on that exit ramp to New York Avenue for accident activity. And heads up on the Suitland Parkway inbound at Alabama Avenue for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A weak disturbance on the move. That'll bring us a mostly cloudy sky, especially by this afternoon. So any sunshine limited to the morning hours. Should do about 47. Might see a wet snowflake tonight mixed in with a rain shower. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 36 in Burke, 32 in Greenbelt, 40 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. I'm Katie Pavlich here with Brian Wilson. It has been a very busy morning full of lots of news. And now we are pleased to welcome to the show senior contributor at CNBC, Larry Kudlow, and host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL at Saturdays at 7 p.m., Larry Kudlow. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Morning, Katie.
Good to hear from you. Hey, so lots of breaking news. We've been hearing for a couple of days now that President-elect Donald Trump was going to appoint Rex Tillerson as the Secretary of State. It's been officially done this morning. Donald Trump tweeting about it, releasing an official statement. What are your feelings about this nomination?
Very positive. Very, very positive. I think it's an odd choice and it's an inspired choice because Rex Tillerson's a real smart guy. I know him a little bit. International oil, not gas guys. Mm-hmm. He's worked with probably more heads of state than anybody. And it's interesting, I was just looking at Bob Gates and Condoleezza Rice endorsed him for Secretary of State. So
right.
That's reassuring. I think it's a great choice. Terrific choice.
How do you think he's going to handle the questions in front of his confirmation hearing about his relationship with Vladimir Putin and separating the business side of him and doing the best that he could, which he did very well for ExxonMobil, while also balancing out the interests of the United States in terms of foreign policy?
Well, I don't think there's a problem there. I never did. I mean, he knows he's now the Secretary of State of the United States, which is a completely different role. So I don't think any conflict at all. I mean, I think the key point here is that Rex Tillerson knows Putin, can sit around a table with Putin. They've worked together. That doesn't mean it's going to be harmonious, by the way, mm-hmm. because you have a different set of interests at stake. But again, I think the point is Tillerson knows people, heads of state, all around the world. And I think that's a huge plus. Very few people can make that boast.
Well, I'm curious why we are accepting of this idea that a guy who has gone into places like Russia and Venezuela and Qatar and Kurdistan and have cut amazing deals for Exxon, why that guy wouldn't be somebody who would make a great
right.
Secretary of State, somebody who can go in and knows the lay of the land, knows the individuals, and now is going to try to negotiate good deals for the United States.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're exactly right, Brian. And by the way, add China to your list, and by the way, add the Middle East to your list, mm-hmm. right? Exxon's been very active down there. And so, you know, he has a working relationship, quote-unquote, but as you say, he's representing the USA, not Exxon. That makes a big difference. And, you know, knowing these people is always a good thing, not a bad thing. You know their strengths, you know their weaknesses. And I think you know, Trump the other day gave a speech. Jerry Seib was writing about it in today's Wall Street Journal. Trump does not want a heavy-handed foreign policy in the sense that we're going to overthrow heads of state here and there and so forth. He wants a more, shall we say, negotiating or negotiable foreign
diplomatic
policy. And I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing. I mean, we're going to blow up ISIS, make no mistake about that. We're going to go after them early in the game. Mattis is going to have a position paper from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which Obama never had. Obama wouldn't accept any of their options. He insisted on doing them himself, however tragic that turned out. So I just think that now you've got seasoned veterans doing this stuff, not just liberal U.S. senators.
So another somewhat seasoned veteran in the area of energy is former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is supposedly going to be Trump's pick for energy secretary. How do you think that's going to affect business here in the United States?
Drill, drill, drill.
Drill, drill, drill.
Drill, drill, drill. I coined that phrase the summer of 2008. I'm still saying it. Rick Perry's terrific. You know, he could never quite get out from under his gaffe back in whenever it was, the 2008 campaign. But he's very smart, very knowledgeable, obviously knows energy coming from Texas. He's going to work hard, I think, to remove some of the strangling regulations. I think that's really point number one. And I think point number two, he's a pipeline guy. We need pipelines. You know, you can talk about $1 trillion infrastructure. The reality is a big chunk of that has to be east to west pipelines. No, west to east, I'm sorry. Oklahoma to the northeast, so
right.
west to east pipelines. We need new refineries. We need LNG terminals. I think Perry's an excellent choice. He knows the story on all of that stuff. And it represents quite a political comeback for Rick Perry.
Yeah, it does. And I think we've underestimated Rick Perry. I think
yes.
he was a great governor of the state of Texas for a lot of years, and I think he'll do well if that indeed turns out to be the case. Looks like it's going to be the case. I want to ask you about all of this stuff going on with the intelligence community and the CIA assessment that the Russians were hacking the election as it's been shortcut. That's the shortcut explanation, which is irresponsible on many different levels. How much do you put into this? I've noted a story here this morning on Reuters that says the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has not accepted the CIA's assessment as being one that they will endorse and go forward with.
Well, we will see. Look, hacking the election is nonsense. Doesn't there's no impact on the election. There is, however, a long-range impact about hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Hacking by our enemies. Let's include China in that, not just Russia, and who knows else. So if the intelligence agencies want to go through their own private analysis, assessment, you know, point of view, that's fine. If Congress wants to investigate that in the intelligence committees, that's also fine. What's not fine is this crying and weeping and whining by John Podesta, and that they threw the election to Trump because they were betting on him and trying to help him. That's just nonsense.
Right.
We have no evidence of that. And even if we had any evidence, it wouldn't have worked. But, yeah, people are cyber hacking. We ought to have an offensive strategy. If we can figure out who these folks are And I think there are clear patterns here that the FBI and the CIA and others know about. Then let's do something about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What a concept. All right, we'll leave it there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend. It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Guys, I just have to implore you, have you looked at the calendar? Do you realize that Christmas is not that far off? I mean, TikTok, guys, you got to get something for that special lady in your life. And this is a struggle each and every year to find something that she'll like. Well, because I am your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, I have the ideal gift for you. It's the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Let's face it, guys, it's hard for her to be hot when she's freezing cold in the middle of winter. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. In case you don't know, it combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of a footy pajama. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. Cozy wife is a good thing, guys. Cozy girlfriend is a good thing. I embrace this idea. You should, too. Get your Hoodie Footie ordered today. You don't even have to wrap it. You don't have to think about it. It will show up wrapped. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. What you got to do is you got to go online to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, or alternatively, dial this number, 1-800-GIVE-PJs. 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you. It's now 8:45, time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes first on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway. Our parkways are a little busy right now. Southbound, as you head south of 123, big delays past the overlooks. Essentially, it goes to the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Broken up, though, by a crash between the Key Bridge area and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge area. So police there at the scene. Park police are also with an incident inbound on the Suitland Parkway. If you're coming inbound approaching Alabama Avenue, that's why you're in that extra stop and go. You're feeling that as you head through that stretch. Now, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway outside the Beltway, we're doing okay through Jessup and Laurel. It's inside the Beltway, still quite slow through Riverdale, not only to get the DC 295, but make that merge onto inbound New York Avenue. And that's where we have the crash on that exit ramp. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, weak disturbance on the move. That'll bring us a mostly cloudy sky, especially by this afternoon. So any sunshine limited to the morning hours. It'll be about 47. Might see a wet snowflake tonight mixed in with a rain shower. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 40 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Not a terrible Tuesday. Some sunshine early.
Well, listen, we're looking like we're going to have some colder weather here in the next day or so. Let me just run through this. By Thursday or Friday, temperatures are going to dip down into the 20s for a high. And then the overnight low is going to be in the teens.
Oh, man.
So that to me, is the more significant thing that is going on here. But I just want to give you fair warning because, you know, we need lots of time, advance time, to freak out, as we always do, when we hear that four-letter word, snow, and that three-letter word, ice, because they're talking about a possibility of those things happening, in the next day or so. A Saturday, mix of rain and freezing rain. That's going to be, that's the ugly mix.
That is the ugly, ugly mix.
What they call the rain and freezing rain, or as I like to call it, frain.
Frain.
Frain is a bad thing.
Frain is proving that winter is officially here.
If you have snow and rain, it's snain.
Okay.
And then after it all melts down, the snow and dirt becomes snert.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Brian Wilson Dictionary of Weather.
That's right. Well, I did weather for a while. You have to make it interesting. look, here's the other thing is technically tonight, a snowflake is possible.
A snowflake.
Single flake. A shower of rain or wet snow is possible. But see, the thing is, the temperature's going to be around 34, so it won't really be cold enough for a great snow, and it's not that much precipitation to begin with. So I'm just telling you, every once in a while, a little flurry comes through, and it screws things up, and people don't anticipate it. So you have been warned, possible. Tomorrow night, a few flurries are possible.
Oh, man. Bring you back summer.
Possible.
I can't handle this.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's wintertime, and I think the thing I'm beginning to worry about, though, is what it might be like next week as people start to get out of town
right.
to go on their Christmas vacations and stuff like that. That's the thing you got to watch out for. We'll keep an eye on it here for you. But remember that you should be prepared for that ugly mix of rain and freezing rain on Saturday. That can be really bad. Early in the morning, I think it could be pretty rough. If it freezes, if it's below freezing when the day starts, you got rain, you got ice. And I know they're ready. I've already seen the snow and the ice trucks out there.
It's also a really good opportunity
trucks.
Now to remind everyone to be prepared in their own vehicles. Have a blanket in the car. Mm-hmm. Have a pair of snow boots in the car. Have some water, flashlight, flare, just in case something happens, you slide off the road, something like that. You'll want to make sure that you have those things. Also, make sure your gas tank is full, because you never know when you're going to get stuck in one of these snowmageddons where you're on the road for 8 hours.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to walk home either. So it's a good time to restock your vehicle with your survival gear.
I don't think we're headed for snowmageddon just yet, but maybe in February, who knows? At least we're not having any frizzle.
Not yet.
Frizzle is the worst.
Not yet, anyway. We're getting there.
Yeah. It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
Continuing coverage of It's Cold.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
More good news from the Food is Medicine Department. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The Mediterranean diet has been credited with everything from helping you lose weight to living longer to improving the health of your brain. Well, a new study is looking at its effects on people who already have poor heart health. Turns out the diet could be a huge help there as well. That's according to the European Society of Cardiology. They found that people who have a history of cardiovascular disease and stuck closest to the diet had a 37% lower risk of death compared to those who didn't stick with it. The diet seemed to do even better than one of the most prescribed options for people with heart problems, cholesterol-lowering statins. On average, those statins reduce the risk of heart problems about 24%. Previous studies have shown people on the Mediterranean diet can also have a lower risk of strokes and cancer. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have made a significant impact on both the game and in their communities, and is considered one of the league's most prestigious honors. Each NFL team nominates one player for the award, and three finalists will be announced on January 22nd, with the winner being announced at the NFL Honors Award Show on February 4th. To learn about the 32 players nominated for this year's award, visit NFL.com/Man of the Year.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
My friend, get your mind out of the gutter. Yeah, I know your mind is there. You're thinking about your gutters. Why? Because they're a disaster. I mean, I can speak frankly to you, can I? It's a mess. They're full of leaves. And soon, when the rains come, it's going to be a problem because they're going to be clogged. And then the ice and snow falls, and you know how bad it's going to be. You need to get this problem solved. And just do it for once and for all. Do it one time. One time, and you never have to think about it again if you just call the folks at LeafGuard. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system that lets the water in, keeps the leaves and debris out. Comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders, their technicians, clean them for free, and the warranty is transferable with the home. Take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale right now. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of downspouts. And for WMAL listeners, get this. This is really nice. Leaf Guard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. Schedule the appointment today. Here's the number, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or they've got this special web address. It's easy to remember because it has my name in it. You ready? BrianGutters.com. That's BrianGutters.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we still have some late delays and a late crash. Virginia, an unusual backup southbound Interstate 95 jammed between Newington and Lorton. The crash before you get to Lorton takes away two right lanes. So do watch. We have a lot of activity there. On the Beltway heading through Annandale, the pace slightly better right as you come up toward the Little River Turnpike. That's where we have the crash that's causing the delay still, but everything now to the shoulder. Everything to the shoulder on 66 eastbound at the Fairfax County Parkway with big delays through Manassas. Still slow as 270 as you push south of Gaithersburg and on to the 270 spur. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continue with dry weather for the most part. Had a little rain yesterday. Now, as we roll through today, the overcast will be on the increase, 47. A passing rain shower, maybe a wet snowflake tonight, 34. Sun with a few afternoon clouds on Wednesday, 44. We might not get out of the upper 20s on Thursday. Much colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 8:56.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
With the new administration coming into town, that means the Washington area demand for rental homes has increased once again, and you can profit from this. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or recently inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, they are America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you just sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for only $80 a month. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now, get a free home rental price analysis, or give them a call, 202-625-4370. It's easy. Call 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Moving your business with success takes a special touch. Hello, I'm Bud Morset of Interstate Moving, Relocation, and Logistics. Whether it's moving, warehousing, inventory management, or distribution, Interstate's 70 years of experience will get you through the most challenging projects. From medical facilities to data centers and office space, our unmatched expertise and affordability are legendary. Delivering meticulous care and reliability, our exclusive Top Hat service is your guarantee that the industry's finest movers and logisticians are with you every step of the way. Ready for your next business move? Interstate can help. Call today for a complimentary site visit and consultation from Interstate, your one-stop shop for all your moving and logistics needs. Call Interstate today at 844-220-MOVE. That's 844-220-MOVE. Or visit us at moveinterstate.com/biz. Interstate, your next step, your best move.
Well, that's our show for today. Katie, you did such a great job today. You know what
pleasure
that means?
To be here.
It means you got to come back tomorrow.
I'll be back tomorrow. Bright
All right.
Early.
Thank you very much, Katie. Hey, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
What do you know? What do you say? It's a crazy world out there, isn't it? John Podesta's now on the bandwagon with intelligence briefings for the electors. They're trying to turn the electors against Donald Trump before December 19th when the Electoral College gathers for the vote. Kind of crazy. The New York Times and the Washington Post giving us early indicators of how they're planning on covering the Trump White House. And